mind? Was he just slightly more than a half-wit? Was his raven-like act not a product of personality but of simpleness? The lieutenant stood on the parade ground, hands on hips, watching the wind whale leave us in the enemy's palm. After a minute, he shouted, "Officers, assemble!" After we gathered, he said, "We're in for it. As I see it, we have one hope, that that big bastard gets in touch with the menhirs when it gets back, and that they decide we're worth saving. So what we do is hold out till nightfall, and hope." One Eye made an obscene noise. "I think we better run for it." "Yeah? And let the Imperials track us. We're how far from home? You think we can make it with the Limper and his pals after us?" "They'll be after us here." "Maybe. And maybe they'll keep them busy out there. At least if we're here, they'll know where to find us. Elmo, survey the walls. See if we can hold them. Goblin, Silent, get those fires put out. The rest of you, clean out the Taken's documents. Elmo, post sentries. One Eye, your job is to figure out how we can get help from Rust. Croaker, give him a hand. You know who we have where. Come on, move." A good man, the lieutenant. He kept his cool when, like all of us, what he wanted to do was run in circles and scream. We didn't have a chance, really. This was the end of it. Even if we held off the troops from the city, there was Benefice and the Limper. Goblin, One Eye, and Silent would be of no value against them. The lieutenant knew that, too. He did not have them put their heads together to plot a surprise. We could not get the fire controlled. The barracks had to burn itself out. While I tended two wounded men, the others made the compound as defensible as 30 men could. Finished doctoring, I went poking through the Limper's documents. I found nothing immediately interesting. "About 100 men coming out of Rust," someone shouted. The lieutenant snapped, "Make this place look abandoned." Men scurried. I popped up to the wall top for a quick peek at the scrub woods north of us. One Eye was out there, creeping toward the city, hoping to get to Corder's friends. Even after having been triply decimated in the great sieges and occupied for years, Rust remained adamant in its hatred for the Lady. The Imperials were careful. They sent scouts around the wall. They sent a few men up close to draw fire. Only after an hour of cautious maneuver did they rush the half-open gate. The lieutenant let 15 get inside before tripping the portcullis. Those went down in a storm of arrows. Then we hustled to the wall and let fly at those milling around outside. Another dozen fell. The others retreated beyond bowshot. There they milled and grumbled and tried to decide what next. Tracker remained nearby all that time. I saw him loose only 4 arrows. Each ripped right through an Imperial. He might not be bright, but he could use a bow. "If they're smart," I told him, "they'll set a picket line and wait for the Limper. No point them getting hurt when he can handle us." Tracker grunted. Toad Killer Dog opened one eye, grumbled deep in his throat. Down the way, Goblin and Silent crouched with heads together, alternately popping up to look outside. I figured they were plotting. Tracker stood up, grunted again. I looked myself. More Imperials were leaving Rust,